opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
High noon in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. I believe we're going to get to the Rude Guest Hotline here, and we're going southwest. Will Kunkle covers all things Houston sports. Obviously, a huge trade this weekend with the Rockets bringing in Kevin Durant. A lot of questions with this one. Will, what's up, dude? How are you?
Good, brother. Just landed in Cabo, so hopefully my service holds up and my cocktail takes a minute to get here.
I got to say, I'm quite jealous that you just landed in Cabo. We'll start there. But you're not the only Houstonian on the move, I guess. A big, big trade to bring Kevin Durant to town, including sending away Jalen Green. What do you make of this pick, of the move?
It's a great move. I love it. Like, Jalen Green was not it. And if a team wants Jalen Green, by all means, go get Jalen Green and see if you can turn him into something. But the Rockets are in a situation where they can win right now, and they need a dude that can go out there and score points. Like, Jalen was irrelevant for 6 out of 7 games in the playoffs. Like, it's not just a one-game deal like it is in the NFL, and you got to wait a year to come back. He had 7 games, and he couldn't do it. This is a great move for the Rockets, and they'll probably re-sign Durant to – probably a 2 or 3 year extension is my guess.
Where does this put them in terms of matching up with OKC going into next season?
Man, I think we saw, like, OKC is obviously a champion, but they're not one of the greatest teams of all time. Now, with that said, I think they certainly get better next year. They've been there. They've done that. I think the guys are going to mature and gel probably even more. But the Rockets are right there with them, especially now that they have a dude that can go get a bucket whenever he wants it. Plus, he can go get it down the stretch in crunch time. That was the thing that they were missing all year last year. They did not have a guy with the onions down the stretch to do what he wanted to do.
When you look at Durant and kind of everything he's got going now, I think he's 38 now, 37 maybe. One of the greatest basketball players of all time. That Phoenix situation seemed just like a disaster. But this is not a dude that gives you full seasons. Like, I think on your point, like, to the surface, hell yeah, the Rockets were really good and just added one of the best players ever. But what is the other side here? Are you nervous at all about, you know, a dude that hasn't played a full season in, I mean, probably a long time?
I mean, I don't think I'm nervous. Just because he put up all the numbers. Like, he shot over 50%, averaged 27 points a game. Like, he's still got it. And obviously the way that this league goes, load management is going to be a key point for him, which is actually beneficial for the Rockets because they got so much young talent that they want to develop as well. Cam Whitmore, Reed Shepard are going to get significantly more minutes as well. So I think it's a good place for them to – you don't have to go 100% of the time next year like they did this year. Like, they won a lot of games last year just because they were the hardest playing team on the court night in and night out. Not that they won't be that team this year, but now they don't have to be every single night, and they can kind of figure some things out and ramp up into the playoffs. So I think that'll help Kevin and his health as well.
Was there some surprise that you could get him? Obviously, you give up Jalen Green and Dylan Brooks, but only giving up the one first-round pick, 5 second-round picks, sure, but only having to give up the one first-round pick after we saw Desmond Bane draw 5 first-round picks, only the one, is that a little bit of a surprise?
Man, yes, but then also you kind of look at everything, and it was a mere supply and demand situation. Like, it was the best offer on the table. The Phoenix Suns are in Barney. Like, they needed to get rid of him in order to move forward. So they were caught in a bad spot. He didn't want to go to Minnesota, so that offer wasn't really there. San Antonio wasn't making a great bid. So it just was what it was, and the Rockets are in a great situation to where they have the picks. They have these Phoenix Suns picks even, because that's how bad of a spot Phoenix is in. So I was surprised, but when you look at the totality of how they got there, it makes sense, and it's just great fortune for the Rockets.
Talking with our buddy Will Kunkel here on the Rude Guest Hotline. If it ain't rude, it ain't right. You can follow Will on Twitter, at Will Kunkel, with a V at the end. Are you the fifth? Is that what that is?
Did we
loot? Well, he did just...
Got me?
Yeah,
there he is. Well, dude, so... I'm very curious with the Houston market, because I know the Rockets are a really big deal down there, but Houston's also such a huge city. What is, like, in D.C., dude, the reality is the football, the Commanders, the artists formerly known as Redskins, dominate the city, right? What, good, bad, ugly, everybody just talks about the Skins all the time. And then the other teams, it's like when they're good, they become more of a topic. What is the breakdown like in Houston?
I think so. The Astros winning put them ahead of the rise.
We'll throw him back on hold and see if we can get that phone situation figured out. He's enjoying Cabo, so
I'm jealous.
I fully blame him. But JP, were you surprised when you saw this trade go down with the KD stuff? Were you surprised? I mean, we all knew he was getting moved. It felt like, but were you surprised to see him end up in Houston?
Not really. I feel like Houston had been one of the rumored spots for a while. Maybe I heard the Spurs. I feel like I've also heard the Spurs for Giannis. One thing I don't get, if I was Durant and all right, Jeff, just shoot Will a text and say, thanks very much. And we'll do it another time. The one thing, dude, so Tatum's a blown Achilles too, right?
Yeah.
With the Celtics?
Yep.
So Tatum's a blown Achilles. Now Halliburton, sadly, unfortunately, last night, blown Achilles. I mean, the East is so wide open. I'm almost surprised, like, Durant didn't want to come East.
And, yeah, and come maybe, join the Wiz.
KD to DC. My boy Jed was selling t-shirts.
Let's Wizards going on a Eastern Conference Finals run next.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Your JP.
I never know.
Yeah. But I think the KD stuff is interesting because, I mean, for the brief time that we were able to get him there, Jalen Green had kind of fallen into, and this is sometimes what I worry about when you have young players that come into any league and they're supremely talented, but they never play winning ball of any sort. And that was Jalen Green. And eventually he got to the point where they were winning, but he still wasn't playing winning basketball. Like, what's to make me believe that if the Charlotte Hornets were to turn a corner, that when it gets crunch time, LaMelo Ball knows how to win basketball games? Because he's never done it. So I think that's where they ran into a problem with Jalen Green, is he's super talented, but I don't think he understands how to win NBA basketball games. And that's an issue when you're trying to win in the playoffs.
Yeah, totally. I think for what you got, I don't even think they paid that high of a price.
No.
Dude, Dylan Brooks, I bet they're happy to get out of town. Now, that guy is such a pain in the ass. And to get Durant with kind of the talent they have built around him, I say this in football, and I understand how different sports are, but like guys that get traded a lot, I always just kind of wonder what they are in the locker room or whatever. And I guess, I mean, Tunsil's now in that world, right? Like, he's on his third team, and they've all been trades and not, like, free agency. Durant, dude, has now played, this will be his fifth team in 17 years.
It's crazy.
I know in the NBA, maybe baseball too, like, players tend to bounce around a lot more than other spots. But, like, I mean, I remember the seismic shift it felt when he went to Golden State, when people here were daydreaming that he was coming to town. Mm-hmm. And then Brooklyn was supposed to be a super team, and that was a disaster. There was that one playoff run where he got hurt, right?
Yeah, I mean, he got hurt in the finals against the Raptors, because he came back a little bit early with a calf thing. It's when he blew out the Achilles. Like, it is crazy seeing him bounce around. And it's weird because it feels like after Brooklyn, because Brooklyn was really, really good when they had Kyrie and him, they had James Harden, and they really probably could have beat Milwaukee in that playoff series if his toe wasn't on the line, but it was. And they end up losing that playoff series. He kind of carried them.
That was crazy. Yeah.
It feels like since then he's been irrelevant, and it's a shame because KD is such a good player. He's so fun to watch. He's one of the best players of this generation. But are you going to remember a single moment of him with the Phoenix Suns? I think that's going to be almost one of those ones where you see in 15 years someone throws a picture at you of KD in a Suns uniform. Like, oh, that's right. He did play in Phoenix. Because there's nothing memorable happened while he was there.
Dude, I'm a KD fan. Like, he's from here. I'm from here. I've always rooted for Kevin Durant. His resume is crazy impressive. 15-time All-Star, 4-time scoring champ, 11-time All-NBA. He was Rookie of the Year. He was a Finals MVP twice. He won League MVP once. So maybe this is crazy, especially he's won 2 rings in the Golden State days. But do you feel like Durant has fully achieved his full potential?
I mean, I think he has. I think in terms of as a player, he definitely has. But maybe his career and his reputation and his legacy isn't going to reach the full potential, because you would think that as a player that is that good, to be kind of bouncing around all over the place and outside of, I mean, really, even when Brooklyn, when he went on that playoff run, it's not like that playoff run for him was super memorable. Like, you're going to remember him as a member of the Oklahoma City Thunder, and you're going to remember him winning championships with the Warriors and his decision to go there. After that, it's not like he's been a worse player, but he hasn't been just a, because so much of the NBA, LeBron was kind of bemoaning this the other day, basically saying ring culture this and ring culture that. Like, it is built on stars, but it's built on stars that play for championships or at least make playoff runs. And KD hasn't really done that since he's left Golden State, which is a shame. Like, my favorite thing watching, did you watch the USA or the Court of Gold documentary about Team USA basketball and the Olympics and everything?
Yes.
I mean, you fall in love with Kevin Durant every time you watch him talk about basketball and playing for the United States of America, and that stuff is all awesome. But it's just, I don't think you could say that he hasn't reached his full potential, but maybe his legacy is going to be a little bit tainted by these last couple years of his career where he's just kind of bouncing around, even though he's playing well.
Jeff, what do you say to that?
With KD and his career, I'm not surprised that he's on his 15 because of the fact that KD has not been one of them guys that's like emotionally attached to a team. Wherever the business takes him, it takes him. Like, for instance, when he ended up with the Warriors, everyone was like, oh, how could you do that? They just beat you. Now you're joining them, blah, blah. That was never the thing for KD. He always wanted to be a part of a team. He never wanted to, even though his talent made him the superstar that everyone focused on, he has made it quite clear that, you know, it's a team sport for him. So he wants to be on the team that gives him the best opportunity. So I'm not surprised. And, yo, I support him in every move he makes because he's doing what's best for him, his career, and the business following his contract.
You know what's interesting, I think, with Durant is like, maybe it's who he always was and it just came out over time. Maybe as he amassed, I mean, is Durant a billionaire? Like, I imagine his career earnings are pretty outrageous, and I think he's done some really, really smart business stuff. I don't want to say became a jerk, right? Because I think he's just being himself, but he just seems to care so little about anyone and everyone. And I'm sure he has people close to him, whatever it may be, but like, I don't know. He seems like what do they call him? Wrestling, a heel turn.
Yeah.
Right?
A little bit of a heel. Yeah.
Like, he's just, he doesn't care. He's embraced it. And then, I mean, even how he is on social media, Jeff, help me understand this. I'm not too familiar with Little B, the base god's work. But so I just saw this. This dude, Little B, the base god, has a million followers. And he tweeted out last night, Kevin Durant really ain't about no basketball. You got no real paper. I can't read fully what he wrote here. There's a lot of expletives. But Durant, like, responded to him, like, calling him a broke boy. Like, how frequently are there engagements like this? You know what I'm, like, dude, so if we were talking about the Commanders, we'd be like, oh, I don't know, he fits the culture. You know what I'm saying? And basketball's very different, but.
Yeah, see, the thing with Kevin Durant, so he didn't just, it's not like he's just lashing out on it. This all started from the internet trolls, you know? And Lil B is one of them trolls. Lil B is a guy who can't rap. He had a song called Paris Hilton, and it was horrible. He's just a troll. But KD, it came a time in his career where KD, people was talking about, you know, it was like, yo, how he got all that money and he don't brush his hair and he be ashy and all this stuff. They was asking him questions, and he basically was like, yo, how y'all doing all this talking and y'all broke? And he was going back at him. Me personally, yo, people on the internet are mean. I don't. Eventually, yo, if you keep on poking at a dog, it's eventually going to bite you. And it's not like KD grew up in some soft area. He grew up in PG County. He played basketball amongst the Sharks. AAU basketball back in the day. I mean, it's competitive now, but the dogs came from the DMV. You had to be tough. If you were good, you were quiet. Nah, you still had to toughen up. Now that they brought that out of him, and I'm not mad at him. And Lil B, how you talking trash? You can't beat KD in ball. And hey, I ain't gonna lie, I think KD could probably beat Lil B in a rap battle.
Could you beat him?
Yes. If I had some time to write, yes, Lil B is garbage.
Could Wild Card Scotty beat him?
They rap the same.
Yo, but you lost to Wild Card Scotty, Jeff.
But that's also because I wasn't taking him serious and I was laughing the entire time. And I tell y'all all the time, I'm not a freestyler. I'm a writer. You know, I have songs that I have written, but bringing it back to Lil B, yo, he's trash. Like, the best song he ever had was with the Pack, and that was "I Got My Vans On, But They Look Like Sneakers."
I like that song. I know that song.
That's the only good song he ever had. Other than that, he was calling himself a pretty woman, but not using a woman word, using a derogatory. He was calling himself a pretty female dog. You can't rap. He was relevant because of his antics.
I got to be honest, that's probably about 80 seconds longer than I needed on Little B. I wish him luck in his career, in his endeavors, but he and I are, yo, what if we get Little B mad at Jeff?
I'm totally with that.
Look, the Little B curse, he say he cursed people, but you can't curse someone that's anointed, so I'm good. I ain't worried about that, man.
Dang.
I don't even know what that meant.
It means I'm godly, JP. I'm godly. He can't do that to me.
You know the meme where it's like, I ain't going to read all that, but I'm happy for you or sorry that it happened?
Yes.
That's the last 4 minutes of this conversation.
You're the one who asked for it, JP.
You're right. You were right, Jeffrey. I did ask. I have a very inquisitive mind. Sometimes that takes me to places I don't belong. Here's what I do know the NBA draft is this week. I think I'm in on Malawach. I saw Bickle this morning, watched Malawach, and is out on him. I think I'm a Con Knipple guy. Nobody wants to hear that. I don't even know if Con Knipple will get to
six. What do you make
six
of Ace Bailey? Are you in on the Ace Bailey sweepstakes if he falls to six?
Let's have an Ace Bailey discussion. When we return, it's B-Mitch and Finley and Jeff and Little B the base.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
God, what I just got hit with? Toby?
What's that?
I have to pay my dues for the Pro Football Writers of America. I just got hit. 75 bones.
That's always fun.
Right. It's like getting a speeding ticket in the mail. So I've actually really been enjoying I used to love – sadly, Bickle got to do this with quarterbacks all the time because Washington was always in search of a new quarterback. So the Junks would do this thing where Bickle would watch film in a commercial break and then give his grade on a quarterback prospect. And his instincts often were very correct. I think I enjoyed that. Now we're in a world where we're not looking at quarterbacks for a very, very long time, you know? So now EB's doing this with draft prospects in basketball. And he looked at Malawach today, and Bickle said, he's a massive human but a one-dimensional role player. Hard for me to imagine them taking him at six. The Malawach stuff has been really interesting. David Aldridge had this awesome article. Did you read DA's draft confidential thing, Toby?
No, I haven't had a chance to read it, but I know he's been all over Malawach as a potential guy for DC. He mentioned the Thunder as part of the reason, seeing how Chet is used, having Hartenstein be able to help out at times to be that true big and letting Holmgren play the floor, even though they were playing him at the five a lot last night. Like, I'm down with that idea. I think that it helps out. It sets an identity defensively, but no, I haven't read that specific piece yet.
Well, he just talks about kind of evaluations. Malawach are all over the place, and maybe he doesn't get past 14, but nobody's exactly sure where he'll go. I think maybe the Spurs have the 14th pick, so imagine Malawach with Wemby. Goodness gracious. But it's a really good article. DA also talks about Derek Queen, where he might go, and it seems like folks are very split on Queen's game. Questions about what he can do defensively, but offensively he's so gifted. If you get him in the right system, how he can just be an up-tempo kind of guy. For the Wiz at six, more and more people are saying Ace Bailey could get there. And I listened to Russillo's podcast, and he had the Rutgers coach on. And let's just all kind of give our thoughts on Ace Bailey. Undeniably gifted, 6'9", freshman, average 19 points per game, can get to the rack. He's just this the prototypical NBA wing, I would say, just like big, long, athletic, can do it all. But this, to me, as a draft pick, is purely on potential. Like, you don't know what he is yet. And one thing that's been weird, so I listened to an interview with Ace Bailey's college coach from Rutgers. He said, love him, great kid. You know, he's going to be a part of this thing for a long time. And his college coach said all the right things about him. But the other part of this that we know is Ace Bailey's refusing to take any of these pre-draft workouts. As of now, Bailey has declined workouts from the Sixers, the Hornets, and Utah. Like, just said, hey, I'm not coming, right? And those are the teams in front of Washington. There's some, I guess, belief that, like, he wants to be in D.C. I think, based on what I've read, is that he wants minutes. He wants to be able to get shots right away. And I guess in D.C., he can do that. Russillo, who's like a foremost NBA expert, I would say, says that Bailey kind of chose sketchy representation. I guess his agent is a dude without much, without a lot of, like, other clients. And I think you can kind of see maybe some, I don't know, maybe just inexperience in how they're handling Ace Bailey's pre-draft workout. White Brian, who is it? I guess you know who it is, the agent?
It's Sharif Cooper's dad, former Auburn Tiger, War Eagle.
How many clients does this dude have?
I believe it's just Sharif Cooper.
That gives me a little pause. Like, what is Ace Bailey's relationship to Sharif Cooper or Mr. Cooper? Are they like,
I gotta
related?
Imagine they are friendly. I don't know the direct relationship.
It seems like there's some inexperience, because even if you maybe don't want to get drafted by the Sixers or something, the more interest you can create in you being drafted third overall or fourth overall, the better it is for you.
Yeah, and this isn't a case, like, I just saw that there was a kid that had been flying all around the country to do workouts, and he just tore his Achilles. Now, he was, like, the 63rd ranked prospect, according to ESPN or something like that. I can't remember exactly, but he was probably a second-round guy. At best, he sneaks his way back into the end of the first round. And that's a little bit different than this case, where, you know, for that one, he's trying to drum up any interest at all in any team, saying, please draft me. Ace Bailey's getting drafted in the first round. You don't know where yet. I mean, consensus was, JP, when this whole situation started, it was going to be Cooper Flag 1, either Ace Bailey or Dylan Harper 2, and then the other goes 3. And now it's looking like, because of the situation going on, also, it's not just him skipping workouts. It's the fact that he was thought to be 6'10", JP. He was thought to be this super long wing that would be Kevin Durant-esque, right, in terms of that height, and he's now measured in at like 6'7.5", which you act like it's not that big of a deal, but there are a lot of 6'7", 6'8 wings that can go out there and get a bucket, not as many 6'10", 6'11 guys that can go get a bucket like he can. So that kind of dinged him a little bit. Then also you have this situation. I don't know. He's intriguing. To me, if I were drafting third overall, if I were the 76ers, I wouldn't take him. I think there's too much risk there. But when you look at the guys that are probably going to get taken ahead of him, if he falls to 6, like VJ Edgecombe, I would take ahead of him. Obviously, the top 2 in Harper and Flag, I'd take ahead of him. I think I would take him ahead of Maluwach. I think there's a real discussion to be had of whether you would take Ace Bailey or Trey Johnson, depending upon what you want. Trey Johnson is a very athletic, good scoring 2 guard, or do you want to go
it up?
Or do you want the Ace Bailey, who maybe is a little bit more difficult to find? But I think Ace Bailey, I understand why they want him to play, because I think he has to work on his game a lot, because the thing that he specializes in is something that a lot of NBA teams don't focus on anymore, which is a lot of dribble pull-up mid-range jump shots. And he did that a lot at Rutgers, and he knocked down a lot of difficult ones, but I don't want to live on that. And I don't want to live on a guy always taking contested jumpers, because generally that means he's not creating separation or getting to the bucket. And I don't think his handle's particularly great. But in terms of ceiling, for guys that you could get at 6 if he falls there, I think you got to take a shot.
I think I'd rather have Knipple. You'd rather take Bailey in the upside than Knipple.
I think so. I think Knipple definitely has the higher floor. Like, you know, he can step in and he's going to be a solid role player. And if he hits a ceiling, he can be maybe a really, really good role player. Do you see star potential in Knipple?
No, but I think he'll be the second best player on a team that wins titles.
Sure. Okay. I just don't see star potential in Knipple. And I see potential stardom in Ace Bailey. Now, it's going to take a lot of work to get there. So if you want to say, I'd rather bet on the more sure thing, then that's fine. But I think the thing that the Wizards are missing is they've got a lot of guys that could probably play into being solid role players. They're lacking the star. So I think you got to shoot for the stars in this case, especially considering you can probably find another guy next year that can fit the role player role if you don't end up with the first pick again if you get screwed. The idea is hopefully next year you're getting the number one pick.
I hear that, and I don't know that he showed us anything last year to think he's a star, but they just drafted a kid number 2 overall. Shouldn't that be your future star?
I mean, ideally, but then that was the whole discussion about how, of course, the Wizards get the number 2 pick in a draft where it's a draft that isn't thought to have any really star players, right? So I think that Alex Sarr can be that. But I think that's why you make that sort of a pick with Sarr, too, is, I mean, unique body type, unique style of play, can get up and down the floor as a seven-footer, block shots. He worked on his game, and he was – if you want to dream as a Wizards fan, go back and look at what Alex Sarr did in December. If he can get close to what he did in the month of December, then you could be looking at a star player. I think you saw as the season went on, he got better. I think Ace Bailey, though, I wouldn't take him at three, but there's not many guys that at six, assuming Edgecombe, Flagg, and Harper are gone, I think he's probably my fourth or fifth guy just because of the upside that you could get there. You have to work on some of the maturity of his game, I think. And you have to work with him on understanding what a good shot selection is. I think you got to work on his handle. I think you got to work a little bit on his ability to get to the rim. But what NBA prospect doesn't have some things you got to work on? And his ceiling, if you can iron out some of those flaws, I think is just as high as just about anybody in this draft.
Jeff, where you at on Bailey?
I don't mind him, JP. It's just if he come here with the roster that we have, we need a guy that's going to put in the effort. That's all. Because I'm not going to lie, JP. I was so sold on us getting the first pick and with Cooper Flagg. I was like, I'm speaking it into existence. Now it's like, okay, we didn't get who I wanted. Now the next player
I also real in on Dylan Harper. I think,
Like
you guys don't remember Ron Harper. And I only remember like late in his career when he was the point guard on the second three-peat for the Bulls. But he was a dog, dude. And I just, like, I buy that stock, you know? I just, are you impacted with Bailey at all, with all the stuff? Like, not his shot selection or his handle, but, like, why are you not taking these visits? Why are you trying to control where you go? Maybe that's just young players. They feel emboldened and they can control it. I don't know.
Yeah, my thing is, look, if you want to go somewhere and you don't make it there, now the team that you have been drafted to, you got to play. I look at it, even though this would be better for B to weigh on, but I look at it like this. If you're a person trying to manipulate where you land professionally, if you don't land that place, now your job has then become two times harder because you really can't have an off game. Because people are going to look at, oh, well, he didn't want to be here. Is that the reason why he's playing like this? And God forbid he come in and stink it up because, you know, it takes some time to adjust into the NBA. That's why there's a G League. Well, that's why there are development leagues in all sports. But he has a tougher job coming in now that he's trying to manipulate it. My thing is, I don't care about all of that. I like I said, I care about the effort. Wherever you land, if you land in Washington, if you're here, you better play like this the team you wanted to play for.
We need dogs. We need canines, as the great Doc Walker says. All right, I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't know what's about to happen. A fellow by the name of Sports Grumpy on the internet, Jeff, is it fair to say the song is about me?
Yeah, the song is definitely about you. And I've listened to it like three times already.
All right, we're going to play what sounds very, very weird. Song about me, next. It's B. Mitch Finley. Oh, Toby.
This song, by the way, is absolute fire. Not this song in particular, the one made about you.
Oh, I haven't heard it yet. I'm excited. I did want to share with the world. If you're looking at the stream, I'm holding up the bag. These chips, I don't know if cheese curls count as chips. They might be their own little subcategory. But these joints, the Hers Old Bay Cheese Curls, are my new one seed of chips or cheese curls. They're unbelievable.
Very good.
And if you hadn't had, have you had them, Tobo?
I don't know if I've had that specific one, but I've had Old Bay Cheese Balls, which were so good.
Okay.
Have you ever had the Hot Honey Cheese Curls?
I have not.
I've had the Hot Honey Utz Chips. Those are banging. No, Mike's Hot Honey.
They got some Hot Honey Cheese Curls, like the ones you have, JP. You might change your mind after you eat those.
I might. These are fire, though. I do like Hot Honey. That's like my new go-to buffalo wing order. It's like, I don't know where the heck I was. But they did like an Old Bay Honey that was awesome. My favorite wing spot, I always get Hot Buffalo, or I get Honey Buffalo, which is banging.
I'm going right, to bring some in for you, some of the hot honeys, because they're around my neighborhood.
My guy. I'm filibustering a little bit because apparently my man, Sports Grumpy, it is any more introduction needed than that, Jeffrey?
No, we're going to get it on.
I'm a big ear blogger and occasional jogger, and I'm trying to get better at golf. I got two little girls to rock my world. They're the reason I know there's a God. And I'll kick the covers for sure when it comes to my wife. My life is what it is, I know, because you're all here. And if you made it this far, I owe you a beer. Sometimes I can't believe I get to do what I get to do. Talking sports all day with my friends is a dream come true. Landfill and Jeff keep it funny and real. And B. Mitch brings the Hall of Fame appeal. I get to share all this with every one of you.
It's like a real song.
I'm a big ear blogger and occasional jogger.
It's
and I'm trying
cool,
to get
man.
Better at golf. I got two little girls that rocked my world. They're the reason I know there's a God. And I'll kick the coverage for sure when it comes to my wife. My life is what it is, I know, because you're all here. And if you made it this far, I owe you a beer.
I mean, this is very nice.
Don't forget about the pod with the big man Beltway. Football is her baby on the weekend. Getting paid to talk ball and beers. If you know a better way to live, I'm all ears. I'm a big ear.
That was a bar.
It's really good, dude. I'm like flattered. I don't know how to react. I thought I'd just be insulted for he's got purses.
Yeah, yo, I listened to it this morning because that was like one of the first Instagram notifications, bro. And I was taken away. I was like, yo, this is actually nice.
It's so good.
Yo, thank you, Sports Grumpy, very much, man. I'm like flattered. I'm like speechless. I did not. I just thought it'd be making fun of me, honestly. That's what most people do. It was really good, dude.
It's crazy the stuff you can do with AI, by the way. I'm pretty sure that's an AI song. He maybe wrote out the script or something.
I'm rocking with him. That's Sports Grumpy all the way.
He sang that whole thing, yeah, nah, I'm sure. But it's crazy the stuff you can do with AI.
I didn't even think that was possibly AI. I just thought that was Sports Grumpy. But that maybe makes me a boomer and why everybody tells me I'm old. That song was really good. Thank you very much, Sports Grumpy. We'll have to play that. Maybe we play it again for B. I think he'll get a kick out of it. what do you say? I'm a big-eared blogger and an occasional jogger. I mean, that's pretty accurate. Sadly, I'm probably an occasional blogger at this point, but certainly how it started. That was really cool. That was fun. We're just eating chips and singing songs.
Yo,
you think B. Mitch will like it?
B. Mitch is going to love that.
Especially, yo, I like how he incorporated all your podcasts and things.
Sure.
That was cool. I'm all ears. That was cool.
It was dope. And, like, how he talked about my family and stuff, it was very, very, very nice. Like, I'll be very honest. If you were going to tell me, hey, one of our listeners made a song and brought up your daughters, I'd be terrified and probably a little angry. Like, I would walk into that zone mad and hot and, like, heated. But he nailed it. He and or AI nailed it. That was great. Maybe we'll play that again, dude. I'm blown away by that. That was really, really great. Thank you, Sports Grumpy. If you have a real name you want us to say, we will say your real name. I do want to go around the majors with Toby. There was a lot of we were all mad last week at the Washington Nationals. We were mad. They lost 11 in a row. Our head's gonna roll. Then James Wood hits a walk off. Then they're able to get a win in LA, and it's like, all right. But if you look at everything, they're still a mess. And James Wood is single-handedly trying to give them positive stories. We're going to catch up on the Washington Nationals when we return.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.